I'm Glenn Lowry, Director of the Museum of Modern Art, and I'm delighted to welcome you to Edvard Munch, The Modern Life of the Soul. Although Munch was born in Norway in the mid-19th century, he lived to see the Second World War and produced thousands of canvases, prints, and drawings. He is a key figure in the development of modern art. His visual vocabulary spoke directly to the fears and anxieties of his time, and his technical innovations startled and often dismayed his contemporaries. The Modern Life of the Soul was Munch's own term for the emotional turmoil he sought to capture in his work. This drama is embodied in The Dance of Life, which confronts you as you enter the first gallery. Painted around the turn of the century, this monumental canvas is a centerpiece of his great series, The Frieze of Life. Set on a summer night, The Dance of Life reflects Munch's primary obsessions, the great mysteries of love, sex, and death. Characteristically, he expresses these themes through the three stages of a woman's life. At the far left, a young girl in white who reaches out to a delicate spring flower. In the center, a mature woman in a man's arms, totally absorbed in her partner. And, at the right, a mourning woman who gazes towards them. The never-ending dance of life swirls behind. Now please walk to your left, beyond the partition. Though you can take this tour in any order, that's where you'll find our next stop, which Munch painted in his early 20s. On this tour, you will be joined by two eminent Munch scholars, Professor Patricia Berman of Wellesley College and Professor Reinhold Heller of the University of Chicago. The exhibition was organized by Kynaston McShine, Chief Curator at Large, here at MoMA. If you need to hear more about using this acoustic guide, press 101, then press play.